Welcome to On Texas Football. I'm Bobby Burton, joined by Jerry Hamilton. Jerry, let's get a update going, late Friday update of everything going on with the recruiting weekend. 17 different recruits made their way to Austin today or last night late to have their official visit with the Longhorns. We want to go over those today and get that out of the way. Some of the latest breaking news, though, is someone that's not showing up. The big defensive tackle from Lufkin is not expected to visit Texas after all, and he has a commitment date coming up of July 4th. Longhorns may be playing from behind on this one.
Yeah, Zion Williams from Lufkin High on Texas Football, four-star nose tackle, defensive lineman. He had canceled his visit, said it was for some family reasons outside of football. But the main part of that is his schedule announcement July 4th remains, and that will be to LSU. We'd be shocked if that's not LSU. So it looks like he will be staying with the purple and, you know, goldish white for college as he did in high school. And now there's a chance that Zion comes in the fall. We'll have to see. Sarka, they play a long game. I'm sure they'll stay on it. But for now, we'll say, look, and we have been saying LSU is a front runner over Texas, and then Texas A&M was third and TCU was fourth, headed into Williams' July 4th announcement. We expect that to be LSU on the 4th.
Yeah, it's just one of those things. Longhorns got a domino on some defensive tackles, Jerry. We'll talk about another one that is in town this weekend in a minute here. But let's first of all kind of break this down for everybody and go position by position. And, Jerry, if they are not committed, I want you to try to tell me whether or not Texas is in a good position with them or not, or if they're playing from behind. I think that's really where you go. So the first two that are in, and the first one arrived last night late. You met him at the airport. KJ Lacy, the quarterback out of Mobile, Alabama. He and his family came in on the red eye, essentially. You got a chance to see him late night. He is in town, and he is committed to the Texas Longhorns. I don't think he's doing anything at all as far as another visit or anything like that. He's got it shut down at this point.
Yeah, he's got it shut down at this point. Yes, he does. Okay. You know, obviously Keelan Russell committed to Alabama. Auburn's going after trying to flip Julian Lewis, the USC commitment. Those would be the only two schools that Texas would have to worry about there. But I think everything's locked in with KJ Lacy. He wants to develop under Steve Sarkisian.
Okay, what about James Simon, the running back out of Shreveport? He's also on campus as well. Yeah. So I'm looking at it right now. I don't see him doing anything as well. He just committed, 3 weeks ago?
Yeah, over Notre Dame and Texas A&M, solid commitment to the Longhorns. I caught up with him when he came down the escalator, got off his flight this afternoon at Bergstrom. He was with his mom and father. He's all good, 100% to Texas.
Okay, all right. Now let's move down position. We already talked about quarterback, running back. Let's go to wide receiver, where neither of them are committed that are visiting this weekend. Jamie French out of Jacksonville, Florida, Mandarin High School, and then Kalik Lockett up in the Metroplex, the big long arm receiver that can go up and get it. Those two guys visiting Texas, both 5 stars ranked by various services. You made a comment on the On Texas Football message board today that you felt like Jamie French was in a good situation with the Longhorns right now, and Texas was in a good situation with them. Why did you say that, and is that still the case here 12 hours later?
Yeah, I think Texas is in a really good spot with Jamie French. Look, he got off the plane today. Mom, Dad were there. Mom flashed the hook him. I think she really liked what she saw from Texas in April. Jamie was there with a couple of his siblings, as well as one Mandarin coach and another Mandarin coach also flying in. It's a big official visit with Jamie French. I think Texas is the favorite. I don't think he's staying in the state of Florida, so Miami is not kind of in the picture there. Probably Tennessee or LSU may be second right now, but I think Texas has a pretty big lead. Ohio State's not a factor. They're out. Jamie French currently scheduled to announce August 30th. We'll see if he moves up that timeline or not. The Horns are in a good spot. On Kalik Lockett, a wild card, Bobby. It's more of a wild card. This one you hear, you know, look, there was some confidence on the Texas side at some point. There's confidence on the Alabama side coming out of the official visit. A&M thinks they're in it. He also visited LSU and USC. They're hoping they're in it. I haven't heard him much about USC on that one. The question comes down to is this really DeCorin Moore, Texas lean, Jamie French, Texas lean. And, you know, can you get three of those highly, highly ranked receivers in one class? We'll see. I think there's a lot going on with the Lockett recruitment. A lot of schools that believe they have a shot. Texas is one of those hosting him this weekend. I think this one's going to have to play out. I'm not so sure Texas knows where this one's going right now, heading into the weekend.
Interesting. You mentioned August 30th for Jamie French's commitment. I got to be honest, that's my birthday, so I'm all for it. That'd be good birthday present. As far as Lockett is concerned, you would put him at less than 50-50 to Texas at this point?
I think going into the visit, yeah. I just think there's too many unknowns, too many schools that believe they have a shot right now for this one to be anywhere at 50-50 or over. But okay.
French, you feel differently.
Oh, yeah, I'm 65-70% on French, and I'm already on the record 75 on DeCorin Moore.
I got it. All right, that's interesting. All right, let's go to tight end. Emory Winston out of Georgia has already committed to Texas. He was one of the first commitments to Texas almost immediately after K.J. Lacy. Not immediately, but after K.J. Lacy was the first commitment in this class. And then the other one is Nick Townsend out of Spring Decaney. Interesting here, Jerry. This guy's one of your and I's favorite players in this entire class, regardless, and Rod Babers, by the way, regardless of position. And he does play a couple different spots. He plays defensive end, but really everybody likes him as a tight end because he's a guy that's 6'3", 230 or so and runs a 10'9", 100 meter. Tell us what's going on with his recruitment and where you think Texas stands.
Yeah, so he's coming off the A&M visit last weekend. They told him if him and Keyote Armstrong both went to A&M, A&M would build the best tight end room in the country. With that being said, it feels more like it's Alabama versus Texas. He also visited USC. He's going to announce July 8th, I believe. It's gone back and forth from July 3rd, July 10th. I think July 8th is where it's looking like it's going to be right now. For Nick Townsend, it seems like to me it's coming down to Alabama, Texas. He's been on Alabama's campus twice since he's been to Austin. So one was an unofficial in the spring, and then one was the official in June. I think Alabama's felt a little momentum in this one. Huge weekend for Texas because I do think he's the top tight end target on the board. Texas loves Nick Townsend. Like you said, he's a top 100 prospect in the country to me at tight end or edge. Outside linebacker. Right? He's that talented of a prospect. And I think he is a guy that Texas feels like they really, really want.
All right, let's move to offensive line. This is where Texas actually has three commitments in this week. Devin and Jordan Coleman out of Cedar Hill, big old boys there. And then Jackson Christian, another big old boy. This one from Port Neches Groves. Also in is perhaps the highest rated out of all of them. And that's Michael Fasusi out of Louisville. Jerry, what are your thoughts on Michael Fasusi and his recruitment at this point?
You know, I think about 2-3 weeks ago, or in June, talking to people, it sounded like it could be Texas versus Texas A&M. Earlier this week, Texas Oklahoma mentioned more coming off the Oklahoma official visit. He visited Missouri May 31st, June 2nd. Then he was at Texas A&M the 7th through 9th, Oklahoma 14th through 16th, and now Texas. Looks like it could come down to where it started, Texas versus Oklahoma. Got a great visit to Oklahoma. Obviously, he'll get the red carpet and then some treatment from Texas this weekend. His player host will be Trevor Goosby. He's in town with his mother, father, sister, and brother. So the whole family's in town this weekend. They drove down on Friday morning. Texas and Oklahoma are battling it out. A&M's not going to go down without swinging a big bat on this. It's going to be one of those three. It feels like, though, a little change from late May, early June that's trending more to Texas versus Oklahoma headed into the weekend.
It's interesting because here's my thought process on that. The one constant there, whether it's been A&M or OU with Fasusi, has been Texas. And yeah. I'm just here to tell you, Kyle Flood has not lost many head-to-head recruitments with either A&M or OU at this point, no matter what anybody else says. Also want to ask you this. I forgot to mention this, but you mentioned it on the message board today, and I thought it was an important note. Who else coming to town with Nick Townsend, the tight end we were just talking about?
Entire family, you know, mom, dad, siblings, entire family is in town with Nick Townsend. So it's a look, the entire family's here. That decision's coming up pretty quick. I mean, Bobby, so this is a huge visit for the Horns.
All right. Let's one other guy we want to mention that is in on an official visit, although he is a preferred walk-on, is Isaiah Coleman, the brother, one of the triplets to Devin and Jordan. Yep. But that's good that he's getting to experience this with his brothers. Now, Isaiah plays defensive line, which is a little bit different. But let's go over to Flip to the defensive line at this point as well. You already made mention in the very outset that Zion Williams, the defensive lineman out of Lufkin, not going to be on campus this weekend. DJ Sanders, however, out of Belleville, will be. Where do you think Texas stands with DJ Sanders at this point?
Yeah, so I think it's interesting. It always felt like an A&M Texas type of battle if both those schools pushed hard, right? He did make the visit to Michigan. He has family up in Michigan. They're under consideration. Will he really go that far away? We'll have to see. But I think this really comes down right now to who pushes out A&M or Texas? Who pushes hardest for DJ Sanders? He's more of a kind of a stash and develop type of prospect versus an instant impact type of player. So I think it'll be interesting to see who pushes the hardest. I do think Texas will make a push this weekend. I'm not sure Texas doesn't make a bigger push than A&M in closing this one out.
Interesting. I was going to say last guy from Belleville that I think did really well at Texas may be one of the Coy brothers.
Yes.
A lot of people older than me even will remember those guys from Belleville. All right, next group, linebackers. One commitment already on campus. We heard from him yesterday on the winning drive on Thursday afternoon. Elijah Bo Barnes, out of Dallas Skyline. He's committed. The other one is Madden Foramo out of Southern California. Jerry, this is another Johnny Nansen California special where he's bringing him into Austin this week. You saw Foramo at the airport earlier today. What was the vibe there? And I've been told that it's going to be tough to pry him away from Notre Dame. Is that accurate?
Yeah, I think Notre Dame's got a nice lead, but I'll say this. I received two texts already that he's seen as a great fit in the Texas program, culture-wise, just the type of kid he is. He's been very popular since he's been on campus already. He's a good-looking kid now, Bobby, 6'2", 6'3", 210 pounds. Really good-looking kid on the hoof at the airport today. Was there with his father and mother. What's interesting there is what type of connection does Johnny Nansen have over time with this family, maybe? Johnny Nansen once coached at UCLA. Foramo's older sister was a standout softball player, one of the best ever at UCLA. So the question around what we know about Nansen and all these kind of connections he has to guys on the West Coast is how deep does that connection go with Madden Foramo? That's going to be interesting to find out as this recruitment moves along. But, yes, Notre Dame considered the favorite. But I do think Texas is in position now to be that number two school and make the push on Notre Dame.
Well, let's see how this weekend goes. Let's see what you say on Sunday because, you know, I'm going to come back and talk to you either tomorrow or Sunday and see what you thought. And that's one of those ones that we're going to have to go on. Three defensive backs visiting the Longhorns this weekend. Cade Phillips out of Hightower is probably the most highly ranked of the group, no doubt. He's a safety slash cornerback slash whatever he wants to be kind of a little bit. And then Aiden Anding out of Ruston, Louisiana, a three-sport All-State performer. Crazy to me. And then Devin Williams out of Georgia, Buford, Georgia. He's actually committed to Auburn. I want to start with Devin, if you don't mind, because that's someone that we have not talked a lot about. And I know Texas has to be coming from behind you, right?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, he's coming off the Auburn visit last weekend. Been committed to Auburn out of Buford, Georgia. Same high school as Isaiah Bond. So there's that. There's a Buford connection. What was interesting when I saw him at the airport the Friday afternoon when he got in, he looks really young. He's a young-looking kid in the face and the frame, 5'10", 5'10 and a quarter, about 165 in that area. He got off the plane with his mom and dad, so the whole family, maybe a sibling as well. So the entire family's here for the visit. But, yeah, a total wild card. Auburn feels good about hanging on to, but that's what these official visits are for. And where does he actually fall on this Texas board? And could that change this weekend?
Yeah, corner, you think, for sure?
Oh, corner for sure on him. Maybe nickel.
Okay, got it. So he's versatile, because that's one of the things we like. All right. Let's go to Aiden Anding, and we'll finish with Cade Phillips. Aiden Anding, three sports star out of Ruston, Louisiana. Texas kind of uncovered him earlier than a lot of teams. Jerry, you know, he only restarted playing football last year, but he's an all-state basketball player. His first year back playing football, he was an all-state football player, winning the state championship with Ruston High. And then also, he went to state in the track meet, long jump, 22.5. Clearly high-end player. You said before that you thought this was Texas and Miami. How do you feel coming into this visit right now? Is Texas got the lead or not?
I think Texas is the favorite in this recruitment. I'll stick my neck out there on that one, even though the official visit's just getting underway. Did visit Miami officially, visited TCU, visited Arkansas as well. He's in town with his mother, a couple of siblings as well. They flew in. We saw them at the airport this afternoon. But this is one that I think Terry Joseph has done a really good job on. And I do think Texas is working from a favorable position right now. He loved his unofficial visit in the spring, which was his first visit to Austin. So I think there's a pretty good relationship being built there. And I know Miami's done a good job in this recruitment, and Arizona and Arkansas certainly put their best foot forward. But I do think Texas is the favorite headed in this one. And look, we're big fans of Aiden Anding and on Texas football for the reason you said, Bobby. I mean, this is a really natural playmaker, has really good athletic instincts and a knack for being around the ball. Invaluable player that's also a factor in the return game.
All right, last one I want to go over is Cade Phillips. Top-rated DB that is in this weekend. He's out of Fort Bend Hightower. Texas already has a commitment from Caleb Chester out of Fort Bend Marshall. This would be potentially two guys from the Fort Bend School District that Texas might get in the same year. That's big news, because Texas has not done well down there. However, we understand that LSU, A&M, and some others have tried to get in there. LSU considered the top competitor here for Texas?
Yeah, I think it's down to Texas and LSU. He's going to go to one of those two schools. He canceled his A&M visit in early June. It's LSU. It's Texas. He was at LSU last weekend. Corey Raymond is selling corner. Cade Phillips likes to hear cornerback. He wants a shot at cornerback. If that doesn't work out, he's fine moving to safety. He just wants a shot at cornerback. So how Texas kind of – those conversations this weekend are going to be very key, because all Cade wants to do is have a shot at corner. If Texas has the right messaging for Cade Phillips, I do think they'll win this recruitment. I think there's a couple of key members of his circle who are very pro-Texas and would like to see him wear a Texas uniform and be a student at the University of Texas. But that messaging from Sark, Gideon, Terry Joseph this weekend will be key in this recruitment.
Interesting. All right, like I said, seven commitments overall already in this group. And then they have basically 10 other uncommitted guys on campus as well. Jerry, who are some of the – let me ask you a couple other questions before we let you go here. I know you're busy. Had a big day at the airport today when guys coming in. Let me ask you a couple of the guys and who their hosts are. Do you have some intel on that? Like, which current players are hosting these recruits?
Well, Derek Williams is hosting Cade Phillips, which is interesting. From New Iberia, Louisiana, left the state of Louisiana, turned down LSU to come to Texas, right? I think they're very similar personality kids. I also think that being from Louisiana and choosing Texas is interesting. I mentioned Trevor Goosby hosting Michael Fasusi. That's Goosby having 2 weeks in a row as a key host of a DFW offensive tackle. It was Lamont Rogers last week, and it's Fasusi this week. David Bend, I believe, is hosting Elijah Barnes, which is interesting of note there. And we're trying to get more on who some of the player hosts are so far. But those are the key one I thought was Trevor Goosby's hosting Fasusi. That's 2 weeks in a row he's hosted an offensive tackle target. And then Derek Williams hosting Cade Phillips really caught my attention because of that Louisiana, leaving Louisiana, coming to Texas connection.
Interesting there for the Longhorns for sure. You'll have more, I assume. The thread is what, 8 pages long at this time on Texas football?
At least
eight. Make sure you check us out. We're going to have updates all night into tomorrow morning, et cetera. If any big news breaks, we'll definitely jump back on. But check us out on texasfootball.com. Jerry, get some shut-eye. You're going to need it tonight. I know you got a big weekend ahead covering all this recruiting with the Longhorns. All right, for Jerry Hamilton, I'm Bobby Burton. This has been On Texas Football. Hook 'em.